multi-frequency variability study of flat-spectrum radio quasar PKS034627 by Sushanth Reddy Kumaram et al. We have presented a multi-wavelength temporal and spectral study of the blazar PKS034627 between the time period 2019 January 2021 December, MJD 58484-59575. We analyzed the data collected by Fermilat, gamma rays, swift XRT, X-rays, and swift UVOT, ultraviolet. Flaring episodes are identified by analyzing the gamma ray light curve. Flares are fitted using polynomial fit. We have found rapid variability on timescales of hours during brightest flaring activity, which implies that the emission region is very compact. The broadband emission mechanism was studied by modeling the simultaneous multi-waveband spectral energy distributions, SED, using leptonic emission mechanism. We found that the optical UV and X-ray data can be explained by the synchrotron emission. However, the high energy peak is best fitted with external Compton of disk photon rather than the BLR or DT. Our modeling also suggests that the flare 1 and flare 5 have more jet power than flare 2 and 3, which can be caused by different processes. It also suggests that all the flares are produced in different situation. An autocorrelation of gamma ray light cure was done and concluded the possibility of the source being gravitationally lensed. We have also produced the power spectral density for this source, and a power law seems to produce the best fit with slope 2.15 plus or minus 0.87, suggesting variability in this source is dominated by stochastic process. This source could be a promising target for upcoming CTA for its harder spectrum at lower energies, tens of GeV. This was multi-frequency variability study of flat spectrum radio quasar PKS034627 by Sushanth Reddy Kumaram et al.